First of all, let's just go back a few weeks and talk about that winning goal at Blackburn Rovers. You'd just come onto the field. I think it was pretty much your second touch before you scored that winning goal. Just sort of talk us through that moment and then the celebrations afterwards.
No, for me, when I scored, I'm very, very happy for the team and for me. And I go see the support because every fan like me and speak with me. Mm. And for this, I go celebrate with the team and with the supporter.
How much does it help when you've come to a new football club? Obviously, initially, you hadn't played too many games, but when you can come on, have that kind of an impact and almost announce yourself to the Sheffield Wednesday fans?
Yeah, but it's my mentality. Mm. Me, when I'm go in the ground, I have this mentality. I have every time want to win. Mm. I'm winner. I don't like lose. Mm. It's for this year.
It was a good goal as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a good goal. It's a good goal, but it's not my first goal. like this, every time. Every season, maybe one or two goals the same. Yeah. But when I have the opportunity, I shoot. Yes.
When you came to Sheffield Wednesday, you played in different countries, hadn't you? How did this move come about in particular? And what really interested you in the potential to play in English football?
Yeah, when I was Olympiacos, my manager called me and told me, I have opportunity for coming to England. I take directly the opportunity. After, maybe two or three teams want me in England. But Sheffield Wednesday, when I know Sheffield Wednesday want me, I go directly because I know the history, the club, the team, and the supporter is a big club. It's for this I come here. And my friend... I know my friend Reda Johnson, every time when I speak with him, told me yes, he's very, very good team. Yeah.
So you're familiar with Reda Johnson and friends with him because he had a great relationship with the fans here and he really enjoyed playing for this football club and he passed on a lot of positive messages, did he?
Yeah, yes, it's a very positive message. He told me he's very, very good team, you see, and I'm very happy. I'm very happy, but I want see more. I score or I play good. For me, it's nothing. I want see show and the supporter and the team and all the people. I don't come here for nothing.
We've seen you play as a fullback on the left hand side. We've seen you play in the centre of the defence as well. And even in that Blackburn game, you were a little further up the field. What would you say is your best position?
My best position is in central defender, but it's possibility for me play left back. You see, Man City, I play left back. Now the coach, sometimes I play middle field, the same Blackburn. Mm. For me, important is play. Play. If the coach need to me... I play central or left back or middle field or keeper, or goalkeeper, you know. Mm. I want to play. Mm. This.
How are you feeling physically at the moment? Because you got a bit of a knock, didn't you, against Manchester City and sort of played through the injury?
No, I'm okay. It's nothing. I see the doctor. He told me it's nothing. I'm training Monday. Yesterday I training. Good. I'm good. I feel good.
What was it like playing Manchester City and coming up alongside Milner and Navas and Torre and Lampard? What was that like?
Yes, he's a very, very good top player. All the world and the team, all the people know Manchester City is the big team. And for me, to charge Navas and Bakary Sagna because I know him. He's French. He's a French player. For me, it's a good game. It's a good game, and for know your level, And I come in England for this game, for this emotion, for this.
Despite how the game ended with Manchester City scoring that late goal, did the players feel quite positive about the game overall?
Yeah. All the players speaks positive and attitude and mentality. And for the team is good. And I think we need to keep this mentality for win the game.
Just how crucial is this month of January going to be, do you think? You've got Nottingham Forest at the weekend, then you play Bolton and Birmingham at Hillsborough. With you only being 6 points off the playoffs, you could be right amongst that group if you have a good month.
Yes. It's very important. It's very important because if you win, you up. And it's very important for the team to win. But we go for win. For me, I think all the game is for win. We have sometime 1 month ago, a good, in English, I don't remember. But we play good. Mm. We play good, but we need to keep the point now.
How have you found sort of the physical side of English football as well? I mean, you probably saw it firsthand in the Wigan game and that challenge from McManaman there. So what have you made of that?
Yes, he's okay. But when I'm arrived, I look, and in the France it's different.
Yeah.
But in France, all the people tell me go slow, and when I come here, all the people is a very hard player. But he's in England now. I'm okay. Now I see. I know what I mean.
Thank you, Claude. Thank you.